Chapter 10. Steps of Victory, The Call to Ministry, and The Sacred Thread. Steps of Victory. God kept leading us on in ministry, from one victory to a still greater one, as circumstances required, and by God's own leading. We moved from Mahbubnagar to Kurnool, and from there to Guntur. In the year 1969, I was ordained for ministry at Calvary Church, Mahbubnagar. A Vision for Ministry. While we were living in Guntur, the Lord showed me a great vision to minister among my fellow Hindus. Romans chapter 9 verse 3 kept coming back to my mind, again and again. The question confronted me, what must I do for my own kinsmen? My own flesh and blood? So many of my close relatives were still tormented by false ideas about Christ. I resolved that I would simply lift up Christ, and He Himself would draw many to Himself, and with that conviction I gave myself to this ministry. That the whole Brahmin community should remain far from Christ was, to me, a pain like broken bones. When such spiritual riches were to be found in Christ, it made no sense at all to go on rejecting Him over baseless misgivings. The Sacred Thread. On the very day I accepted Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior and Lord, I wrote this verse down in my diary. That same day I took off my sacred thread. I bid farewell to the evening prayer rites I had learned on the day of my Upanayanam, my sacred thread initiation. The Body of Christ. Your cross, O Lord, is now my sacred thread, the ceaseless song of my soul's own revolution, to me. That itself is my evening hymn of praise. O God! I am now 77 years old. The first 30 years of my life were, one might say, before Christ. The second part of it feels as though the Christian era began in our family with me. Once, one of my relatives said to me, "Now tell me, why on earth did you leave Hinduism? If you thought something in it was wrong, you should have set about reforming it yourself, if you had it in you." My answer to him was this: why should I want a religion that I myself have to change? What I need is a Christ who can change me.